2018. I would like to begin by introducing Bureau of Development Services staff who are here today. We have Shella Bradley, Brian Tierney, Tim Heron, Hillary Adam, and Grace Jeffries is here as well. Commissioners who are here today are Jessica Molinar, Don Vallister, Sam Rodriguez, Ted Savinar, and me, Julie Livingston. Commission members are private citizens appointed by the mayor to provide review of new construction or remodeling of projects within designated design zones. We are not paid but serve entirely as volunteers. More detailed information regarding the purpose and function of the commission can be found in the Portland Zoning Code. Commission members must declare a conflict of interest, bias, or ex parte contact prior to the staff presentation of a particular case. If a commission member has a conflict of interest or bias, they are not allowed to participate in the commission discussion or voting on that project. And if a commission member has had an ex parte contact, they must declare the substance of it on the record, and it is subject to rebuttal. Today we have some type 3 hearings on the agenda, but I think we will begin with items of interest, and then I will do the readings for the type 3 process right before we move into those type 3 hearings. So with that, I'll turn it over to Hillary and Tim and items of interest.
Cool. Hillary, do you want to do your your deal first? And then I got a couple minor items.
So I passed out a small packet of just a few drawings for a proposal that's coming before the Historic Landmarks Commission this coming Monday, April 9th. It's for a design advice request on the Rothko Pavilion. And because it is a major institution, a unique civic asset in the city, I thought the Design Commission might want to take a look and maybe provide some comments that could help the Historic Landmarks Commission on specifically areas that they don't think about maybe as much as you guys do, because a lot of the times they're looking at existing buildings or smaller infill projects. And this is an infill project slash addition on two historic landmarks. I passed out those drawings. I can, of course, provide additional information to you if you wish, but I wanted to save paper. So I was hoping somebody could potentially just provide a quick memo to the Landmarks Commission or provide public testimony on Monday.
So it makes sense that we would at least have an opinion as to how this proposal responds to guidelines. Tad, you look ready to comment.
Yeah, I'm happy to draft a brief letter that also lists the specific guidelines that we think, you know, if this were to come before us, how we would review it. I can't be there. If another commissioner would like to read the letter, when is it, Monday at what, 2?
Well, the hearing starts at 1:30. We expect this item to start at 2:30. Public testimony would probably start around 3 or just after 3.
Great. Are any other commissioners have availability on Monday afternoon?
No, I don't have it. I've got
it'll be tough. In town. Nobody else can do it. Maybe I can.
Okay, so Don, you think you might be available?
I'll try.
Maybe you and I can follow up with, actually, you, Tad, and I can follow up with Hillary and do some final coordination around.
My intention is to make it very brief and merely kind of put our toe in the water that we're in on this fight and we will come back at the, you know.
Okay.
It's just to show our face.
Right.
Make them aware that this, and that their commission is supported by us.
So this is the first DAR, and there's an expectation that there will be a second DAR?
I would hope we'll definitely encourage that. I don't know what their intention is or what they've scheduled.
Okay.
Okay. How did they handle the public transit through the space issued? Was that resolved finally with City Council, et cetera?
City Council said that they could build a building in that space, but they would have to at least keep the doors open and unlocked corresponding with the streetcar hours.
Okay. Wow. Streetcar runs pretty late, doesn't it?
Till midnight some days, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So
Okay, does that sound reasonable that you, Tad, Don, and I will follow up on who actually will be in the room on Monday?
And I would encourage other commissioners to just look at the plans for 10 minutes outside of the hearing and send me any comments that you have so that I can fold notes in. I will be writing the letter on Saturday morning.
Okay.
So I'm out of town tomorrow.
Now, we only have just the one floor plan, is that correct?
That's all I printed. I can send you all a link to the e-file site.
Going to look at the illustrations on both sides. They're printed on both sides. It tells the story.
Yeah.
Hillary, it would be really helpful to have a link to e-files.
I'll do that right now.
If you would send that would be useful to all of us.
Okay.
Okay, great.
And I'm here all day tomorrow if anybody has any questions.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for doing all the other document that you did, the notes that go to the commission.
For sure.
Okay. Tim, other items of interest?
Great. I have a couple of little ones and then one I want to check in with you on related to vertical infrastructure in the right-of-way briefing we had about a month ago. Couple just more housekeeping first. Commissioner Sam, thanks for coming in today. It turned out I knew you were coming in, but you had some conflicts that you wanted to do. So thanks for coming today. It turned out to be very timely because Andrew had an unexpected obligation. So we will now have a quorum for the last item. And obviously more of you is better all the time for consistency throughout the process, not just four of you. It gets very hard to overlap different cases through the time. So thanks for that. And I'm making a point to talk with you before you leave today about the 19th.
Yeah.
Okay. The other is, I just wanted to check. I was talking with Shella and Laura. July 5th is the first Thursday of July. And so I just wanted to do a quick litmus test. I myself am out that week. And I'm wondering if we should reschedule that first hearing of the month anyway. Does that make sense?
Please.
I'm getting a lot of
right-ons.
Okay, cool. Yeah. All right, so we'll make that happen. So look for a doodle poll, but we will cancel July 5th. We may still indeed need to do three hearings in July, though I'm not going to say we won't. So we'll probably schedule it and we'll do what we usually do for the third hearing option is it's optional. We'll try not to schedule it and ideally cancel it if we don't need it. So look for that. So thank you for confirming that. The other, and lastly, really quickly, I sent you an email on Monday night, end of day, that summarized commission comments from PBOT's briefing on the vertical infrastructure in the right-of-way vis-a-vis small cell RF facilities. I wanted to just reality check, have you had a chance to read it? And if you haven't, I'd like to get your feelings that you agree with the comments or consolidate them because I want to put this into a formal response to PBOT prior to the same briefing that they'll be giving to the Landmarks Commission on Monday. And key to that issue and where I heard consensus on from the commissioners is refabricating, morphing, adding more stuff to the twin ornamental light standards. This commission was pretty clear that they were really concerned with reinventing the twin ornamental or changing the base of the twin ornamental or adding a doodad on top of the twin ornamental. Gosh forbid, put RF facilities in the light poles of the twin ornamentals. It really sounded like leave them alone. Or come up with a totally new light standard and allow the twin ornamentals to be de facto historic objects in maybe historic districts or be reused in other areas where the need for high density RF coverage isn't as critical vis-a-vis outer neighborhoods and so on. So that was the bigger takeaway, but I wanted to see if anyone had any comments immediately about it, concerns, differences of opinion.
I've got to admit, I'll read it tomorrow again. I haven't had a chance and I'll answer it in the morning.
Okay.
I'll answer in the morning. I haven't had a chance to take a look at
okay.
it.
Same.
Okay, cool. Thank you very much.
It shouldn't. I would caution you against using the word historic districts. I think you'd change, you know, maybe it should be significant rights of ways or something, because that's really historic could shrink it down considerably.
Fair enough.
And
I was channeling my inner historic commissioner.
I don't think it's a historic issue.
Okay.
Because, you know, I think it plays into tourism and a lot of things, not just history. So there could be, you know, if we have to decide where they stay, it might be on streets that aren't historic but are significant streets.
Ted, if it's possible, and if you have time, maybe if you could, even by tomorrow morning, if you could just add a thought, or if you, I know you gave me some thoughts already, and I could riff with those already, but after I hear from Jessica and Sam, and I'm looking at Don, and maybe also you, Julie.
I've read it and did not send you thoughts, but I will. I'll get them out to you tomorrow morning, tonight or tomorrow morning.
Thanks.
If you want to send me those comments on Saturday morning, I'll deal with it.
Okay.
I'm on a plane all day tomorrow.
So. Cool. Okay.
And I did get a chance to read it. Basically agree with it.
Okay.
The thought of a refrigerator hanging off a pole on city streets is pretty unappealing. I think that one's got to be rejected right from the get-go.
Yeah. Yeah, and as you know, PBOT's dealing with the challenge too. It's a really tough one, and so I think with the briefing before Landmarks on Monday, I suspect we might hear some similar concerns, at least for the Twin Ornamentals, but it's an educative opportunity, and it's a challenge we're all struggling to deal with. So it's I'm really glad they made the time and put the presentation together to talk it through.
Yeah.
Great. That's all I have.
Thanks, Tim. Do any commissioners have items of interest?
No.
No? Okay. If not, we will move straight into our Type 3 hearings. So